On the phone with me, I have Senator Chris Gildon from the 25th Legislative District. Thanks for patiently waiting.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay, so gas prices. Even my little intro there talked about it was at a time where it was at a, I think, a four-year high or something. We've had historic highs. Our gas prices in Washington State are the nation's highest, and you want to try to fix this. Is that accurate?
I want to try to do what I can to help. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, the national average, I checked it yesterday morning, is $3.52 a gallon. We are at $4.97 a gallon for just regular gasoline and $4.94 for diesel, which is, that's number one, in, or I shouldn't say number one because it's bad, but that's the highest price for gas and the third highest for diesel. And I think we've got to do something about this.
Well, it seems like our state's already overtaxed and over permit requirement, et cetera, but how do you propose we can ease up the gas prices?
Well, as I'm sure everybody knows, the legislature enacted the cap and trade, I call it the cap and tax program, a while back, whereby people who emit carbon have to buy credits for the permission of working in Washington State. And that's added on to the cost of fuel. Now, of course, I did not support that, and I would be in favor of repealing that today. However, I have no inclination that the governor is going to call the legislature into a special session to take action. And I have no inclination to believe that when the legislature comes into session in January, that we're really going to do anything about it. Because all I hear from the leading voices on the Democrat side is that oil companies are just gouging consumers and, you know, they're making insane profit margins and stuff like that. However, I do believe that there are things that we can do without legislative action between now and session, whenever we come back into session in January. And because the legislature has given the Department of Ecology a number of levers that they can adjust in order to help reduce the price of fuel. And so I've written a letter to the Department of Ecology. I sent it out just yesterday morning to all the legislators in the House and the Senate, Republican and Democrat, asking Ecology to start looking at adjusting some of these levers to help bring the price of fuel down in Washington State.
Well, I was told by folks across the aisle on this very show that the cap and trade scam, the carbon scam program, whatever they want to call it, would not increase gas prices. So did they lie, or was it misinformation? What do you think?
You know, and that is a very contentious topic, because they're saying that the oil companies are making insane profits. We've been saying from the very beginning, I think Todd Myers at the Washington Policy Center called it within a penny of what the actual increase was going to be. I think he said it was, you know, 43 or 44 cents a gallon that it would increase. And that's about exactly how much it has increased so far. So, you know, I think from my perspective, so far these carbon auctions have raised $857 million. That's just in the first two auctions that we've had. And I think even a fourth grader can recognize that whenever you raise that amount of revenue, that cost is going to get passed down to the end consumer. And in this case, it's people who purchase gas.
Right. I know that reminds me of an area wanting to raise the minimum wage, and they don't realize that it's in Renton, you know, the possible minimum wage increase is going to be passed down on customers just like this. It's passed down on customers, those increases.
Sure, and it goes even further than that, because obviously whenever you have truck drivers who are filling up their trucks with diesel, well, if it increased costs to get goods to market, then it's going to increase the cost of those goods onto the consumer. So it's even more far-reaching than just the price of fuel. It's increasing, it's having an effect on the price of goods as well.
I wouldn't expect you to know this, but doesn't the state get more in gas per gallon than the evil rich oil companies?
Yeah, so I've heard a lot of the advocates for this cap and tax program say that The oil companies are just gouging consumers. They're making 80 cents a gallon in profits and stuff like that. Well, okay, let's just not even argue that point. Let's assume that the oil companies are making 80 cents a gallon, which I do not believe at all. Well, guess what? Washington State's taking about 93 cents a gallon in taxes. So who's gouging more?
Right. So you have some remedies to help with this?
Yeah, so I've gone through the cap and trade bill, and I've looked at all of the legislative or all of the authorities that the legislature has given to the Department of Ecology so that they can adjust prices or they can make adjustments and kind of help to relieve the pain at the pump. And I've given them eight options that they can work with. But in the most simplest terms, because it gets kind of complicated and wonky real fast, in the most simplest terms, they initially estimated that the cost of each carbon credit was going to be around $20. In the first auction, the cost of each one jumped up to $48.50. In the second auction, it was over $56 per credit. So that tells me that there is a demand for these credits, and supply is not there to meet the demand. So they have the authority to increase the number of credits at each of the auctions. So let's increase supply to meet demand and help reduce that price. Another part of it is they have certain goals for emission reduction, and it's a pretty aggressive and a pretty fast schedule. So let's take a look at, you know, expanding the amount of time that companies have to comply with all of the emission targets. So it's really about, you know, supply and the timeline, and they can totally adjust all of those on their own authority, just with rulemaking in the agency. And so I sent out the letter to legislators yesterday asking them to sign on to it with me. And right now I'm going everywhere I can go to try to get support, get the word out, to put pressure on legislators to have them sign on to the Gildan letter. And so one of the things I'm trying to do is encourage everybody across the state, go to ledge.wa.gov, look up who your state representative and state senator is, send them a letter and say, hey, sign on to the Gildan letter.
I know it's kind of early, but have you gotten any feedback from folks on either side?
I have. I've gotten probably two dozen responses from legislators so far. All of them, except for one, has been Republican so far. But I am very encouraged that I did have one Democrat agree to sign on so far, and I will be reaching out to the rest of them to try and encourage them to sign on to it, to maybe help explain it to them. But, you know, I need a little bit of help here from the public. So, you know, if you can, go to the website, look up who your state legislator is, and you know, encourage them to sign on to this, because it can help.
We're talking with Senator Chris Gildan, the 25th Legislative District, about lowering gas prices because, well, Washington State has the highest gas in the nation. Something to be proud of. Okay, not really, but I got a text that says we're getting screwed at the pump, but they didn't use the word screwed. They used something that I couldn't say on the radio. Right, and you have proposed some ways to lower gas prices. Can you recap? I know you have to go here shortly. Can you recap quickly what people can do to help in this fight?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just trying to get public support and put pressure on legislators to sign on to this letter and request that the Department of Ecology takes the action that the legislature has already given to them to help reduce the cost of these carbon credits, which are directly affecting the price of fuel in Washington State. And so if you're able to, go to leg.wa.gov, look up who your legislators are and send them a letter. Tell them to sign on to the Gildan letter, and or give them a phone call, whatever you prefer, and let's get some support for this. It should not even be a partisan issue. These are authorities that the legislature has already given to the Department of Ecology to give them, you know, levers that they can adjust that will reduce the price of fuel at the pump. And look, to be clear, this is not going to be the perfect solution. The perfect solution is we get rid of this cap and tax program. But given the current composition of the legislature and the governor's office, that's not going to happen until things change pretty dramatically. But this is something that can be done, and it can be done prior to the next auction in August. So let's get some public support out there, and let's get this thing done.
I appreciate you taking time to talk with me this morning, Senator. I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep, I know you've got things to do. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.